Hey, Startup Hustle listeners, before we get into today's episode, I've got some exciting news to share. If you've enjoyed the insights and stories here at Startup Hustle, you're going to love what we have in store at our brand new podcast called Product Driven. I've always described myself as a product guy first, entrepreneur, software engineer, but really a product guy. I love building products. Many people struggle, though, with how to take a product idea and build a tech product, while software engineers struggle to understand the business side of things and they just don't see the big picture. My new podcast, Product Driven, is about that gap between business and the tech side of building software. It's designed for startup founders, tech leaders, software engineers, and anyone who loves tech and startups. Thank you for being part of this community. Enjoy this episode of Startup Hustle, and please subscribe to Product Driven in your podcast app, and you can also check it out on YouTube. Thank you so much.
And we're back for another episode of Startup Hustle, a podcast for entrepreneurs by entrepreneurs. If you want to start, own, or build a business, then you're in the right place. We bring you the real truth about what it's like to take something from concept to launch. From growth, innovation, experience, failing, or winning big, we've got you covered. So let's get down to business with another episode of Startup Hustle, brought to you by Fullscale.io. And we're back for another episode of Startup Hustle. Matt DeCourcy here to have another conversation I'm hoping helps your business grow. All right, look, you have platform after platform, social media account here, another social media account there. Everyone says you need to be on all of them and you should be doing this and you should be making 8,000 pieces of content every day. And it all feels really overwhelming. And so we're going to talk a little bit more about TikTok today and hopefully demystify that for some of you and get you some good information about why it might be the platform to put your business on, and also why there are so many things out there, so many options, and what makes the most sense for that. Before we get into that and before I introduce today's guest, which I'm really excited to have on the show today, today's episode of Startup Hustle is brought to you by Fullscale.io, helping you build a software team quickly and affordably. We said that we are going to demystify things. That's what Fullscale does. We make it really easy for you to find top talent and do it quickly and affordably. With me today, I've got Garland Hill, and Garland is the head of growth businesses for the Global Business Solutions Department at TikTok. And we're going to get all into that. But hailing today from Austin, Texas, Garland, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Matt. Thanks for having me. This is a great honor. I appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate you joining us, and you know, we got so much to talk about. Before we get into that, I always like to get a little bit of backstory. And why don't you give us a little backstory about yourself and also what you do at TikTok?
Yeah, for sure. So, background about myself: I like to joke that I'm a reform brand marketer. I spent the better part of half a decade as a brand marketer at General Mills, kind of a classical CPG marketing training. And then from there, I shifted my career back into technology. I worked for a couple of years running global product marketing at a company called Bazaar Voice out of Austin. And then I shifted to Facebook and started working on the monetization side of Facebook for over 6 years, working with, probably every CPG company across the country, as well as a broad swath of the retailers across the country, large retailers. And then for the last year and a half, I've been standing up the growth business here out of Austin for TikTok. It's been a lot of fun.
So, you know, as I mentioned, there's a lot of different platforms and a lot of different social media out there, which, I mean, to a lot of business owners, it is and does feel a little overwhelming. Now, TikTok's kind of taken the scene by storm over the last few years. And with that, you've got a big job in front of you trying to get businesses and other people to, well, in some ways, monetize and do other stuff. Like, where do you even begin a project like that? Like, looking at what TikTok's, what it was, what it is now, and then saying, okay, we got to get businesses in here and find some utility. Like, what's step one?
Yeah. Well, thankfully, you know, that my time at Facebook was spent doing a lot of that, making marketers and businesses comfortable with shifting their advertising to mobile platforms, right? And getting comfortable with the targeting of that, getting comfortable with the efficiencies of that, getting comfortable with the creative hurdles that come with shifting from a TV spot, right? A 15 second TV spot to something that needs to break through in a feed in 3 to 5 seconds, for instance. And so coming over to TikTok, had some prior experience, so knew what we wanted to accomplish, but it's a new platform, right? I mean, it's a baby relative to the Microsofts, Googles, Facebooks, Snaps, Twitters of the world, right? And so we're continuing to develop our capabilities, continuing to develop our community, our user base, and our business tools that allow businesses like, you know, the entrepreneurs that listen to your show, the ability to reach the community on the platform, on TikTok.
So when it comes to the way a business uses TikTok, how if it is different, How could it, or is it different than just like a standard user? I mean, do you yeah. need a different approach? Do you need a different set of anything?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you need a different approach for any medium, in my opinion. You know, your billboard ad isn't the same as your coupon, isn't the same as your TV spot or your radio spot, right? So you got to adjust your creative to the medium for any business. It's no different for TikTok. What I tell my friends that are still in, you know, on the business side or on the client side, or even folks around here that are, have their own companies that are curious about how they can utilize the platform, is first thing to do is just get on the platform, right? Get on the platform, experience it as a user, understand the differences, right? It's not Instagram, it's not Snapchat, it's not Twitter. It is its own thing. It's full surface of the phone. It's sight, sound, and motion. It's a content graph, not a people graph. So what you get served is going to be tailored to your interests. I mean, it didn't take long before TikTok realized I like skiing and soccer and cooking and DIY projects and things like that. And it tailors and serves up the content to me, in a way that you know, allows me to experience the things that I enjoy. So for any business, you probably want to get in and just understand the platform, understand the influencers and the content creators and the memes and the cycle times on those, just to get a level of comfort. And then once that happens, I think you develop kind of an intuition for what will work and what won't. And then if you have a business, you probably want to start experimenting with content for that business and telling your story, whatever that story may be. You might be a restaurant. So you're going to talk about things that are unique and different about your restaurant, or, you know, you have a new t-shirt company, or you've got a new product that you're bringing to market, and you could experiment with telling that story and seeing what happens. And then after that, once you kind of get like a touch and a feel for the platform and for the community and maybe what resonates, then I think at that point you start to dip your toe into paid media and starting to target smaller audiences at first, but then get more in depth into what works and what doesn't.
I've spent a lot of time talking to people about building audiences and how that almost never happens quickly. And, yeah. you know, most of the time, if you talk to someone that's a quote, an influencer, and, you know, what does that even mean? I mean, because an influencer is someone that has other people's ears in some regards, or someone that they're paying attention to someone. But if you talk to anybody like that, and I know quite a few, you know, they'll usually say, yeah, I'm the overnight sensation that was 8 years in the making, or, you know, something like, and so some of that frustrates people. You know, they say, well, I started a podcast, but I only got 100 downloads in my first month. I'm like, dude, you're killing it. And they're like, what do you mean? You know, like they're shocked. And I tell people, I say, if you have the opportunity to talk to 100 people about your brand and what you do tomorrow, would you be excited about that? And they're like, oh, hell yeah, I would. And I'm like, well, then you did pretty well. Like, so when it comes to any of these platforms, it can be frustrating in the beginning. So how do you recommend that a business kind of get past that and say like, hey, we got to keep doing this. And, you know, you're sitting there going, but I only got 10 new followers this week. You know, how do you burst out of that?
Yeah, it's funny. I mean, this always goes, I've been having this organic conversation for the better part of the last decade, right? And what I finally settled on is Look, if I knew how to make something go viral or how to like get 100,000 followers overnight, like we'd be having this conversation on my yacht, right? Like that would be having lightning in a bottle would be an amazing thing to have. And so I don't really think you can program for it. The really cool thing that I found about TikTok is that it's kind of democratized talent, right? Like Lil Nas X came up on the platform and a lot of the Billboard Top 10 comes up off the platform and people are becoming overnight sensations just based on their talent alone. And so it can do that. It can democratize businesses as well. I don't know, the thing that comes to mind are the TikTok leggings, right? That that just sold out overnight and they had all these demand issues, which is a great problem to have if you're a small business. But you know, it's that sort of thing where it democratized a solid product that had a broad audience and a broad group of people that wanted to purchase it. So I think that you just got to dabble and if it takes off, great, right? Like good for you. But you can't plan for that. I think you need to be strategic about how you utilize the platform, utilize the paid media abilities that we have, because you can control for that. It is, you know, relatively competitive on a CPM and CPA basis to other platforms right now. So there's a bit of an opportunity there to get broader efficiencies than maybe you normally would, which is just kind of a first mover advantage that I've seen historically across my career early on at Facebook. The brands and businesses that dove in feet first were able to take advantage of that arbitrage opportunity. Same thing at Instagram, seeing it here at TikTok as well. So that's what I tell my friends. I'm like, if nothing else, just dive in feet first and experiment with it, and you'll beat a lot of competition to the marketplace.
Yeah, I've been having that same organic conversation for the better part of a decade myself. And, you know, I've talked to people that have had it go really well and people that 10 years later are still kind of exercise in futility. I think I've come across a few common things. One, you have to provide something of quality, you know, like whether it's for example, you know, YouTube's one of the first kind of, you know, video based things. And, you know, you can't put garbage out there. I mean, no one wants to watch garbage. There's an unlimited amount of everything these days. So why do people want to pay attention to what they're doing? You have to be consistent. You have to grab. So my book editor, I've written 3 books, and my book editor will always say, you got to lead with the need. You know, and you got to get people's attention right away. Now, I got to tell you what, as I turn 46 this month, and as I get older, that window to get people's attention has gotten shorter and shorter and shorter. And, you know, you got what would you, 3 seconds is a max at this point in many regards. And, you know, you have all that scrolling. And then I also think you have to, what I found is that almost everybody that has a big audience, and I'll use it, we have an example. So we have a YouTube channel we launched earlier, and one of a Startup Hustle TV cast members has 300,000 subscribers there. He published 100 videos before anyone was paying attention. So you have to be ready to produce an ample amount of content and keep after it. And, you know, like the same thing with like growing your brand on TikTok. I think if you're going to produce 5 posts and then wonder why you didn't go viral or no one's paying attention. And I think the last component, like you mentioned, is you need to be ready to pay to promote stuff, you know, like.
That's right.
I mean, that's kind of defining promotion. So with that and kind of moving on in this conversation, where is TikTok? Like, how do we do that on TikTok and what's the best approach for it? Does it have a similar platform like some of the other social media stuff? Like, how do I promote my content?
Yeah, no, it's a great question. I mean, I think to your point, like, how do you capture a cultural zeitgeist, right? You could produce 5 pieces of content and have 4 of them go hog wild, right? Like who knows what capture a broad audience's attention. The paid component is more controllable, right? So if you think of, if I put myself into an entrepreneur's shoes, you're trying to control what you can control for. And that's the most, it's the most obvious way to do it. The way in is we are continuing to build out our capabilities from a paid content standpoint and ad units and things like that, that are just the most useful depending on your business, right? Whether it's a lead generation ad or some sort of broad awareness ad, we're continuing to push more and more of those products into our platform. We have a self-service tool. And then also my team has an email alias that we can take and start to work with advertisers. It's hello at tiktok.com. And so for US-based advertisers, if you ping that email address, we have a team that's working to set people up in our ads manager, get them comfortable with the platform and starting to understand and reach the audiences that they want to.
So everyone hears about, and we've even used the term here on the show, influencers. And, you know, influencer marketing has kind of taken the marketing world by storm. How are you, is TikTok, do you have a focus on that and, like, you know, either helping brands align with influencers or supporting them? Or, I mean, what's the plan there?
Yeah, for sure. You know, the creator community on TikTok is really the lifeblood. I mean, some of these folks are just incredibly entertaining, right? Informational. Like I said, I'm into cooking, and so there's a couple of chefs that I just think produce tremendous content, right? And it's all bite-sized. So, no pun intended. But it's like, you know, 15, 30, 60 seconds, and you're like, oh, I can make that, right? Like that's an achievable thing, and kind of demystifies, you know, your way around the kitchen. So yeah, the creator community is really, really solid. One of the cool things that TikTok has is a creator marketplace. And so we're continuing to make this more and more robust. But what's neat about it is that it will put brands in contact with creators that, you know, basically sit across audiences that they're interested in reaching. And then we kind of create that relationship between creator and brand, and they start to develop some content that feels more native to the platform. And so that's a nice way in, because it is such a creator driven platform. It allows the brands to reduce that creative friction, because good creative is, there's not a formula for it. You kind of have to have, there's a little bit of science behind it, but you also have to have a touch and a feel, has to marry with the platform. And so, you know, whether it's creator produced, or influencer produced sponsored advertising for a brand, that's one way in. High production stuff that you'll see from big shops for like Apple or Nike, we've seen that work. Authentic things that are lower production but just true to the voice of the brand, we've seen work. And so we're trying to work out the science behind that, right? The measurement capabilities to determine, like, this is what you're going to see from an ROI standpoint if you do each of these, whether it's a branded content or influencer created spot versus high production versus like self production. And we'll continue to roll out those learnings to the businesses that we work with as we become more and more robust.
So TikTok originally was Musical.ly, right? Music.ly, it had morphed into something, and there's a natural progression that connects with the music industry in general. Now, I have a history. I worked in and around the music industry. I actually wrote a book on the subject a couple years ago. When it comes to involvement in the music industry, is that still something that, I mean, obviously TikTok's one of the only places where you can put cool music in your content and not get hassled by the platform. Where does that come in to the growth strategies and, like, just anything from creative to marketing to all of it?
Yeah, what's really neat about the platform is what we call the sounds, right? And so that's a lot of the music that ends up dropping on the platform and really igniting and taking off, and then people take it in different directions. And so, as I mentioned, you know, we have TikTok has an influence over the Billboard, you know, top 10 and top 50 at this point, which I think is a really cool aspect of the cultural influence and the cultural phenomenon going on with TikTok now. There's just a lot of things that are happening as a result of, you know, bought it because of TikTok, or I mentioned the leggings that took off, or any other things that are going on a day basis on the platform that are kind of working their way throughout, you know, the general population that are kind of fun. Music is no different from that. I don't want to get over my skis and speak to something that I don't really understand as much. I know that our music partnerships working day and night to work with all the labels in order to make sure that we're staying true to all the copyright and trademark and everything that goes into that, so that we're being additive to the business.
Yeah, I've watched the music industry in general. I once worked for Roland, the world's largest maker of electronic musical instruments. That was before I was an entrepreneur, and worked in the event ticketing space for another 8 years, which is where my entrepreneur story began. In 2019, I co-authored the book, The Realist Guide to a Successful Music Career. And it's amazing how much that landscape has changed, where it went from, hey, CDs were this big revenue generator for music, and then that went away, and then it became live music, and, you know, no one buys albums anymore. So now it's about plays and how many downloads, spins, and all that you can get out there. And I've been really impressed with the ability for emerging artists to reach out with their musical content through your platform. I think it's pretty cool. Speaking of reaching out through platforms, today's episode of Startup Hustle is brought to you by Fullscale.io. Let us help you build a software team quickly and affordably. And for a second here, you know, let's talk of just, so many people listen to this show because they are or want to be tech entrepreneurs. How much have you seen the capability and the just overall ability to do stuff on the TikTok platform change in the time that you've been there?
I mean, yeah, gosh, in the year and a half I've been here, we've started from just very nascent beginnings. Both around the ad platform is just around personnel. Like, there just weren't very many of us when I started. And so we've been continuing to build out the team and continuing to build out the robustness of the platform. With each of these platforms, obviously the most important thing is the community, the user base, the number of people that are on it, and making sure that they're enjoying the experience, right? And then we start to work with the business community in order to marry the two together, right? So that it's good for everybody. When these things are done well, the community benefits from the advertisements that they're seeing. The businesses that work with us are benefiting from reaching the right audiences and not wasting their marketing dollars. And so that's really what we're intent on creating. And we're doing, just every month brings a new challenge, but also a new success. And so we're getting better and better at that. From a tech startup standpoint, one of the things I've seen on these platforms, and this platform specifically, is the ability for apps and like mobile app installs to really catch fire and really drive businesses forward. And it's something cool. This is what I really want the team that I run to focus on and have kind of be our mantras. We want to build businesses into brands, right? So presumably your listeners want to have like that American dream or that big hit where they take, $1 million business and they grow it into a $1 billion brand. And so that's the intent and thrust and focus of my team, is how we can support and build businesses into those brands by using the power of the platform and the audiences in order to, and our tools and our measurement and all of that, the creative solutions, all of that in order to drive these businesses forward. Like, how cool is that? That's what I want to be a part of.
So, while the obvious answer is that any business can begin to create a brand and social media presence on any platform, the fact is some businesses, some platforms are really, really levered up in a great way for certain kinds of businesses. And for example, I've never really considered creating much of a presence on Pinterest. We help people build software. We're not really crafts or products or like Etsy or something like that. So we don't really pay a lot of attention to that. Once again, I'm not trying I know as in your position, the answer is yes, all businesses can and could sign up and should. And I don't disagree with that. But what are some of the businesses that you, or industries that you have noticed that really seem to feel like a natural fit or immediately thrived when coming into the business fold or the business side of things?
Yeah, fortunately, our audience is so broad that any, and this sounds like you said, I'm like, yes, and. But it's not a cliche. I truly mean it. Like, we haven't seen any one single industry shoot out of the gates any faster than the others. We had kind of general success across the board, whether it's like fintech or education or CPG, like just wrote CPG companies that are coming to market with new brands and new products. We've seen that work really well. Retailers, we've done a lot of great work with. So there's just a ton of success because the audience is so broad, right? Like I think that one of the myths that I like, it's always my favorite thing to dispel is that it's a bunch of teenage girls doing dances, right? And you're like, oh man, with over 100 million monthly actives across the country, like it's so much more broad than that. And it continues to age up almost on a daily basis, right? And this is what happens with all of these platforms. I saw this at Instagram, right? The initial myth busting we had to do there is a bunch of college kids, right? And so this platform continues to grow exceptionally quickly. And as a result, almost any business can find its audience and be able to reach reach the consumer that it wants to grow its business with.
Do you think that there's anything that entrepreneurs need to watch out for as they begin to use TikTok or the marketing platform? Like,
how so? What would be like a different?
Well, I mean, just like in general, like there's certain things like, I don't know, like I'll give you an example on this podcast. We don't talk about religion, sex, or politics. You know, and like, just cause like, I mean, people aren't here listening to this show cause they don't care. I mean, well, they might care about my opinion, but they shouldn't, you know? So I don't know if there's, you know, certain things that you might want to, we like to do do's and don'ts. And oftentimes we structure shows around failure models too. Cause sure. Once someone has already done something on a highly success, you know, it has been highly successful doing something, well, that blueprint might be used and, you know, but sometimes there's certain things that can, I don't know, there's indicators or things that you shouldn't do. Like no one wants to watch my dance moves, either that or they really, really do, you know, like, so, I mean, that could get more of an audience for me than something else, but
like they're really into it. They're too into it.
That would be alarming because I might be one of the worst dancers on the planet.
I would say like, don't assume for any business, don't assume that what works on one platform or one medium is going to work on this and just jump away at it without making adjustments. Like I said, at the outset, one of the best things to do is jump in and kind of immerse yourself in the platform, get used to it, understand the environment, understand the fact that it's a content graph and what that means and kind of how the For You feed works and For You page works for people. And once you get a sense for that, then you can back into what would work within the platform and also for the voice of the business versus like if you were able to successfully like pound away at something on LinkedIn and assume that that message is going to work on TikTok, it might not, right? Just because it's a different audience, different way of working versus the kind of like the tone and tenor of what you'd see on LinkedIn.
Okay. So one of the things is, you know, we talk about a lot on this show is the strength can also kind of be the weakness. And at first it's easy to look at something like, oh my gosh, I've built this product and it can appeal to anybody.
Yeah.
And then you sit down to market it and you're like, oh man, this could appeal to anybody. You know, you're like, okay. So what are tips or any input that you can give on beginning to narrow that focus? Like, so you have 100 million people that are monthly active users on TikTok and that I'm like, man, so how do I narrow it down to the people that may care or want to listen to what I have to say?
Yeah. Oh man,
and by the way, that's a tough question to answer. I'm aware of that.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
You don't know who might pay attention and who might not, but at the same time, like, I don't know.
For sure. I mean, you're going back to like my old marketer days. And so I love this question, right? So this is like kind of like core to how you would like think about go-to-market plan for any product or business. Service as that stands. And to your point, like you can make a one size fits all product, But one of the, in my experience, the best thing to do when you're coming to market with a product or service is get really tight around your core consumer, like your brand champion, the person that this product is going to talk about this product to friends and family and really going to find full utilization around it. A litany of business school cases about this sort of thing. And almost always it comes down to really starting with a core fervent group around that product and service and then branch out from there, but always go like a little bit deeper with a narrower audience than go like mass audience and just seeing what hits. That would be like my business school advice. It's probably outside of TikTok's realm, but you know, I don't think so, right? Like we can get pretty tight around some target audiences. And so hopefully, you know, the people that are listening and they're coming to market with products and services have a general understanding of like who their core target is. And then we would just work to help them find that target and then tell the right story to them.
Yeah, I get talked to a lot of people and just in marketing in general, and they get really hung up on CPM. And I'm like, it depends on who is that pointed towards? Is that just general people? Because a $5 CPM sprayed out into the general world is certainly not better than $100 that is a precise laser focused on exactly who you're wanting to reach. So sometimes people get a little caught up with that. And I want to go back to the influence. I want to go back to the influencer play and the creators that are in the platform. And, you know, I got to believe that it's great for TikTok to see these people actually benefiting from creating the content and finding and pulling some revenue out of it. Now, that said, I personally might not know who is or could be one of the possible influencers in and around what I'm trying to sell. Are you helping businesses figure that out? And is that part of where is the marketplace that I think you mentioned earlier?
Yeah, the creator marketplace. That would be like coming in, working via my team at that HelloTalk email alias. And then once we get the businesses set up and the ads manager, then it's part of that experience and going into the creator marketplace, which is a product that has been built to help triangulate those audiences with the brand that, you know, a brand or business is interested in getting to. And then we help divine like what that looks like. And we're working to continue to productize it to make sure that, you know, the influencer is like a good solid brief and the brand's timing of the campaign works out. And there's like revisions and that, but that's kind of the future state, the future vision of making it something that's turnkey. So like I said, the content creators get the benefit of, because they love it. Like I've been so impressed with some of our creators and this sheer sophistication. Like their content will be comedy, right? Like, and seems irreverent, and you would never expect a level of sophistication from, and some are really young, right? Early in their careers or early in their entertainment, voice. And then you get them to the side and you start to pick their brain about their process when they work with a brand or a business. And it's really incredibly sophisticated. I'm like, holy, like, does anybody need a CMO or a creative director? Because we have some of these folks on our platform that are just incredibly, incredibly sharp when it comes to how to make things work for this audience on this platform. And that's one of the things I've been most impressed by. And the other piece is this creator marketplace. It's unique to TikTok. Now, other platforms do it, right? Like you don't get this on an Instagram. A lot of that is handled through third-party agencies.
Yeah, and by the way, those agencies and those platforms that do at least claim to help you identify who those people are, they're really expensive.
Yeah, like, it kind of scares.
Well, it's even just like there's some like kind of marketplaces per se that, and I've looked at a few of them, and I was like, man, like you want a lot of money just to let me into this, give me access to this. Now, is that something and once again, for those of you listening, if you're interested in advertising your business, or at least just reach out to Garland and his team and see what they can do for you. Cause you know, he mentioned earlier, he's talking about first movers and you can get it. I mean, this, while it seems like TikTok's everywhere, you know, we've been talking about, you know, it's certainly a good time to get in and get started. Now, when people do email hello at TikTok.com, are these services, is this something that you're helping businesses with? Should they expect there to be any additional fees or charges or anything like that? Or is it just at this point, just trying to, you know, help businesses and creators be successful on the platform?
It's purely the latter. It's helping businesses and creators be successful on the platform. We don't take any of the non-working dollars or anything. It's a matter of setting up people within the ad manager, getting comfortable with our auction and our ad units and our products and our targeting capabilities, and answering questions about getting handles verified and things like that, just all facilitating the advertisers on the platform, which, yeah, to your point, like, this is, it's a good first mover time, just because, you know, I saw this at Facebook. Like, when I started there in 2013, Facebook was massive, but the business, in my opinion, was pretty pretty nascent then. And so there's also, and people that utilize that platform at that time really benefited from it. Their businesses really benefited from it. And TikTok is every bit there, if not even more rapidly growing on that side.
Well, I mean, that's value added right there. And yeah, I think the more people you have involved in your general success and have some vested interest in it, and, you know, like, that's okay. Like, you're learning how to monetize a platform, and it's that direct interaction both with creators and advertisers that are going to help you figure out how to make that bigger and how to scale that.
For sure.
But I don't know. I'm going to email it here in a little bit, because when I look at that, I'm like, that. Well, seriously, because that kind of value added is priceless. Because, you know, like, it really is, and you're not going to get that on other platforms. So there's something to be said like that. On other platforms, you're going to get AI that's going to make a lot of determinations about you, and hopefully the right ones. So, you know, once again, with me today, I've got Garland Hill, and Garland's the head of growth businesses for the Global Business Solutions Department at TikTok. We're talking all about how to grow and build your brand with TikTok. If you want to reach out to Garland and his team, just email hello@tiktok.com. That's pretty easy to remember. Now, I end my episodes of Startup Hustle, and I say my episodes because I am not the only host. Make sure to tune in on Tuesdays. Join Andrew Morgans, the CEO and founder of Marknology and Amazon Brand Accelerator. Andrew's going to talk to you all about e-commerce, Amazon, all of it. Make sure you tune in on Thursdays. Join Lauren Conaway, the founder and CEO, or I should say CEO of Innovator. And she's got all kinds of great stuff. If you haven't had enough Startup Hustle at that point, did you hear we started our own show? That's right. And don't ever start your own TV show, people. It's a lot of work. You go over to YouTube and find us. And you know what? I'm really feeling like we're going to have to start publishing that on TikTok as well. And yeah, I'm looking forward to that. So you just go there, just go anywhere and type in Startup Hustle in the search bar, and you will find something that we're doing. Now, I end my episodes with what we call the founder's freestyle. I'm going to give you a chance to make any statements, correct anything, do anything you want. It's a freestyle, but I'm going to ask that you also throw in some freestyle advice for what startup founders and entrepreneurs can, like, what's your best advice for them when it comes to using TikTok?
Okay. Freestyle. That's a lot. You know,
you can rap if you want. We've had people rap before. It's a couple people, and they were really proud of what they did afterwards. So, you know, it's all good.
I think the only thing I can do off the top of my head would be like 80s Beasties Boys. So I don't think
anybody... That's okay. I might join in. I might do. Who am I? Am I Mike D, or do I get to be someone else?
Mike D. I'll be at rap.
Okay.
So let's see. I think I mentioned this earlier. I'm truly passionate about helping businesses become brands using this platform. I've seen the power of that in the past. I think that we certainly have the capability to do that for so many early businesses. And so that's what I'm trying to build here. I tell my team all the time, this is business development, right? Like, I don't take a single dime from any company that I don't think that this is going to, if I don't think that this is going to help their business grow. And if it turns out that it's not working, then we need to adjust, right? Because it should be based on our ability to target and the audiences that we have, and as I mentioned, the first mover advantage. There's just a ton to be done here, and I see our trajectory growing with businesses that work with this only continuing to accelerate over the next several years. And so I'm really, really passionate about that. In terms of how to do it, my advice is to download the app and start to get used to it, understand what it's all about. You won't be upset about that. It's a great place to spend your time. It's an incredibly fun environment. You laugh a lot. It's like I said, it's a content graph. The algorithm starts to tailor itself to you, just depending on how, you know, time you spend on stuff and things that you interact with. And so it's incredibly fun. Then you'll get a touch and a feel for what works on the platform and what might not. And then jump in, right? Like reach out, hello@tiktok.com. Our team will work with you. We'll get you squared away. We'll figure out what the best path forward is. And yeah, I think that that's the way we're going to go for the next few years.
Well said, sir. Well said. Now I'll freestyle a couple things. I have a couple takeaways from today's episode. One, if you want to reach out about advertising solutions, just email hello@tiktok.com. And, you know, one of the things here and that really stood out is, look, you got a team of people. You got Garland and a group of people that are openly saying on this podcast, hey, we're here to help you be successful on our platform. I don't get that. I don't get that on Facebook, LinkedIn. I don't get it anywhere. So, and that's because that doesn't always exist. And it might not always. So take advantage of that stuff. Like, there's a lot to be said. And with that, reach out with an open mind, listen to what they have to say, be prepared to define what your needs are. And you might find some magic stuff happens. You know, I've seen, you know, quite a few people I know that were kind of like, hey, I'm going to try this TikTok thing. And then they figured it out and ended up with millions of views on some of the stuff that they put up. And they're like, wow, I wasn't expecting that. And that's that, even though TikTok is being used by so many different people across the country, I mean, I still think that there's a lot of earliness to it. And that's where building audiences better, faster, and cheaper occurs, because it's kind of hard to break in on some of the other things, because once people have finite amount of attention. Once they start paying attention to other people, other brands, other things, well, they're not paying as much attention to you. So get in there and see what's up. And, you know, I think that one of the things that Garland mentioned as well that really stood out is, look, it's not just a platform for girls doing choreographed dances. You know, there's all kinds of people that are doing all kinds of stuff and laying out all kinds of info, and, you know, get in there and see who's out there, you know, doing stuff. And I can see Garland, he's shaking his head and nodding at the same time.
Yeah,
but it's really the way it is. So, you know, yeah,
last night I was just scrolling through my feed and one of my daughter's doors keeps sticking. And then all of a sudden, like I said, DIY, I pay attention to it. And then all of a sudden, like a video came up and it kind of like, it showed me how to take the hinge out or take the pin out of the hinge, bend the hinge so that it like gets, you know, shim the door and then it's flush again. And I'm like, oh, perfect. Like, it just served it up to me. How awesome is that? It's been something I've been struggling with.
Yeah, I mean, and so much of that, I think in this day and age, people just want to see authenticity. And if you go on there and just kind of be you, like the thing we did with Startup Hustle TV, it's like, we don't put on makeup and get too involved with lighting. And you know, overall, from someone that has a history of working in and around the music industry, you're carrying a studio in your pocket right now.
Yeah.
Your phone is 4K. The sound is great. Everything's great. You really don't have an excuse for not creating content. And, I've seen Eric Perkins, a good friend of mine and cast member on Startup Hustle TV. He does his whole entire everything with an iPhone.
Yeah.
And it blows my mind. Like, the day I learned that, I was like, man, I need to go talk to my creative team, because we're doing something wrong if you're doing all of this with just a phone. But you've got the capability. The only thing that's stopping you from trying is you.
Yeah,
so kind of like Nike said, just do it. Just do it and see what happens.
In fact, we see a ton of that. Like, we talk about it a lot internally. Just the authentic stuff is what makes TikTok TikTok, right? It's not the heavily curated content that you'll see on other platforms. A lot of things that just take off are just people being people, right? And that's the expectation of the community, is like, you know, don't try to fool me, just be yourself. And if you're yourself, then people dig that. And that's what that's the kind of stuff that seems to work on the platform the best. And you're exactly right.
And I think that the last year plus of COVID restrictions and Zoom calls and different stuff, like, really made that even more real on so many levels. It's like it removed the, like, I watch ESPN in the morning and I got three men and a woman and they're clearly like in their own homes, you know? And like, sometimes, I don't know. It's just, and that's the thing, is people buy from people. People want to buy from the other people that they feel are like them and communicate with them. And look, we're all real. Like, none of these folks that you, any of the true talking heads you see on TV, they're not like that all the time. And if they are, I'm not sure I'd be able to spend a whole lot of time around them anyway. Speaking of which, I'm going to get back to what I was doing. I know you have a whole lot of people to help build a brand on TikTok. So I'm going to catch up with you down the road. Once again, reach out. hello@tiktok.com. See you next time, Garland.
All right, Matt. Appreciate it. This has been fun.
Startup Hustle is brought to you by Fullscale.io, helping you build a software team quickly and affordably. Make sure you reach down and hit that subscribe button, then come find us on Instagram. See you next time.